Sarah Gimel. Sarah Alf Gimel.
How's that sound?
Nachzor al advarim. We'll find that Leshem does that a lot of chazar on what he said previously. Hine nisbar lanu, shagam hagiloi da Hashem havaya baruchu, asher hu atzmei nikra bo, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself is called by, rutsa lomar, what does that mean? Sha'amisas atzmuso hana'elama nitgala li'kre b'shem zeh, that after the various levels of gradation of revealing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence, we're able to call him by this name. Hine giluyav asher nisgala b'zeh hu rak al yidei ha'metzius. I explained before that it's only through the concept of existence. That the Shem Havaya is not Atzmuso Chas V'Shalom, but it's only Shayach after there's a concept of existence. V'haynu, al yidei ha-metziyus t'chol ha-ne'etzalim, asher me-ha-tzimtzim ulamata. The metziyus, the existence of all creations that take place after the tzimtzim. Sha'al yadam niskala li'ikari hu atzmei b'shem Havaya Baruch Hu. And through that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now callable, in a sense, by the name of Havaya. Amnan ha-giloi hazeh hu giloi klali. This Shem Havaya we know is the Shem Ha'etzem, right? It's the most general form of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's names. The Hamesatef L'Pratim Rab, and from that Shem Havaya comes numerous Pratios Dekashemos. There's various ways to refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabim Shem Kol HaShemos V'Kinuyim Kulam HaNimsar Lanu B'Tar HaKadosh Shebechzav U'Shebal Peh K'chol HaMavur B'Divrei Chochmei Emes. And these are all the Shemos we know. We talk about Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that there's different Shemos, right? If you want to know, there's 10 Shemos B'Darach Klal that are connected to Aser Sviros. And if you look on page 28 in the Sefer, the Leshem goes through them. But what it is that the Midah of Keser is going to be the Shem Eheke, Aleph Yudhe. The Midah, the Shem of the Midah of Chachma is going to be Yudhe. The Midah of the Shem, the Shem of the Midah of Bina is going to be the Shem Havaya with the Nekudos of Elohim, which we'll explain later on. The shame of Chesed is Kael. The shame of Gvura is Elokim. The shame of Tferes is Havaya, but it's a different level of Havaya. It's a smaller, miniature level of Havaya, connected to the bigger shame of Havaya. The shame of Netzach is Hashem Tzvakos. The shame of Hod is Elokim Tzvakos. And the shame of Yesod is Kael Shaddai. And the shame of Malchus is going to be Adnos. So all those shemos, all those 10 different kinuyim, and plus Adon, Bora, all the different representations we have for our Kadosh Baruch Hu, they're all rooted in the Shem Havaya. The kulam heim mist'afim.
What does that mean? Or like, why does it start with Eke then?
What do you mean? Just because you would assume that Eke is a...
No, like if it's rooted, I don't know. It's rooted in Havaya, but Havaya comes after.
So the Havaya, the general Havaya. Haya Hova Vihiyah, or that the Hova Tamid. Not in the sense that Havaya represents a certain Midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but in the sense that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is now present. That's the real Shem Havaya. When we refer to the Shem Havaya as the Midah of Tiferes, that's the miniature level. It's just that that name happens to be the name that represents Tiferes. But the general consensus of all Shemos, the Shem Ha'etzem, which is the root of all other Shemos, is the fact that Hashem is Hova, like the Lashem had said, and not even Haya Hova Vihiyah, because that's only according to the limited time assumption of human beings of that name. B'kulam heim mistafim me'ashem havaya baruch hu, ki kulam heim lefi hoira'os giluyav ha'pratim, all of them are according to their specific representations, asher niskala b'ha'metzius, that take place in existence, hein b'prate metziusam gufa, v'hein b'prate ta'aluchuseim inyane hanhagasam. Right? Either in the representation of that shame, or what that shame means. As we'll see, that the shemos are the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts with us, kavyachol. And therefore, a different shame will represent a different hanhaga. So either the shame itself comes from the shame havaya, and everything that comes from that shame, meaning all the hanhagos that we see in existence, that are rooted in specific shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are all rooted in the shame havaya. Hu ma shenodem amram zal. And this is what Chazal say in Shema Yisrael. But lefi maisi ani nekra. That Moshe Rabbeinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu to know his name. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm named according to my actions. Yeah. Meaning my actions, the way I represent myself, kavyachol, in this world, according to the Midah, whether it's Chesed, Din, Racham, and Tiferes, right? It's all according to different Shemos, because the Shemos themselves are the revelations. V'nimtza v'nasa, kol shem v'shem, lifi giluyav shabachol prat. And each name is according to its representation. Ki ha-shem v'ha-giluy echad, like we said, right? Because the shem is a representation and a revelation of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is interacting with us. Hu Shahashem Atzmo Hu Hagiloi, that the shame itself is the revelation. It's not that the shame represents a revelation. It's not that we're calling the name to something that we see, but rather what we see comes from the name. That's an important difference. It's not that when we experience, if we see a car accident, so we know that that's a car accident, we say that's a car and that's an accident, and therefore we're putting a name to something that has already happened. The shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are different. It's a opposite of a cause and effect, that the shame itself is the cause. It's the siba for the sin.
But there is no concept of shame in like we're talking about like worlds where there is no like what does shame mean? There isn't even like
what do you mean in the worlds of Atzilus? So these are the names that are going to be revealed in the worlds of Atzilus, and then in the worlds of Bria Yitzira and Asiya, as we'll see that there's a clear
like
distinction.
The concept of letters is only in our world.
So the Leshem, I mean, you're saying exactly what's going to be discussed in Perek Dalet, as to what that means that we understand the shame or what the ability of a hasaga of a shame is. Because you'll see that our only hasaga of these shemos are the representation they have in physical letters. So therefore,
right.
It's what the Leshem makes the distinction, as do all Sifrei Chabad. It's rooted in the Leshem of the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim, that there's a difference in Yediyas HaMetzias and Hasaga Samhus. There's a knowledge of the existence of something, and there's also a grasping of the essence of something. So all of our knowledge is only going to be the knowledge of the existence, and there's no concept with these shemos of Hasaga Samhus. We can't know the thing in and of itself. We could only know that we could point to it. You're right, we can't define exactly what shemos mean in Olam of Atzilus, but what the Leshem is going to make very clear in distinction to what he feels the Ramchal is going to say, and I keep going back to that, we're going to see the difference, but the Leshem makes very clear that even though we can't understand what this means in the world of Atzilus, be very, very certain that there is a concept there, even though we can't understand it. And
but
we have
you
to,
were just saying that the shame isn't pointing to a revelation or a concept. It's not pointing to a concept. It's the shame itself.
Exactly.
So
it only becomes...
It's not that the concept is there. Shame itself is...
The shame is... I mean, the shame is a representation of something. It's the revelation of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. It's still... I mean, it's... We can't understand this.
Aspect.
We can't understand this because after the Chet of Adam Rishon and after Migdal Bavel, specifically with Lashon, there's no longer a direct relationship between the representation, the sign of a word, and that which it signifies. Now there's going to be a separation between the signifier and the signified.
One thing Warmer pointed out in it was Tuesday night here, I think, that when you davening is going through different Almasiya, Bria, you go through all different worlds, and he made that point, within the worlds there are different revelations of all different worlds, so although we may not understand it, it exists.
Yeah, 100%. But what you're saying is it's very difficult. I mean, to use postmodern philosophical language, there's no longer a unique combination of signifier and signified. Words nowadays need to be separate from what they represent, and therefore there's a schism and a separation between the word and that which it's representing. But the words themselves, in their holy state, these shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they are the thing in and of itself. That the word itself represents that Bria until it comes down. And we know this from Shar Yichud Ve'emunah, that the difference in Lashon HaKodesh, even if you want to quote the Ran and Nadar, that it's the Shem Ha'etzem, it represents the essential aspect of a thing. Even though when we grasp that word, it's still representative, but that's only because we're understanding it when it comes down through the Hishtalshalos. In this holy place of Atzilus, and then differently in Bria, Yitzira, and Asiya, the Shemos themselves represent that which they're meant to reveal. And it's probably the best I could say, but you're hitting the nail on the head, because this is what the Leshem is going to discuss. And he's going to tell us, we'll see in the back, that there's a certain tefillah from Anmizmiros that we always need to have in front of our eyes when we're discussing these shemos. I mean, we'll look at it now, just so if you look at go to page 125. We probably should have learned this before we started the Sefer. So right after he says Reish HaStavar.
125,
yeah. You see? So after it says Reish HaStavar.
What's the second? On 123. Is this like a second part of the book?
That's Shara Pon HaKadim. If we get this far in Mirat Hashem, we'll probably skip this and then go to other Sfarim in the Leshem. This is where the Leshem describes Olam HaMalbush, which is a Kabbalah of the Talmidim of the Arizal Mahari Sarug. We're not going to a lot to say about it, but the Leshem brings it into the Sugya Beis Hayin. But over here, basically, after Reishis Davar, he says that anybody who has any chemda to enter into the limud of Soda Satora, especially the Sugya of the Shemos, needs to keep in front of him. Yamud Tamid Negev Enav, a person should always have in front of his eyes. Elu HaChamisha Chuzim, these five psukim, Asher Yosad V'chakak Kadosh Hashem Bal Shir HaKavod Zecher L'Bracha V'Schusi Yogam Leinu. Nafshi Chamda B'tzel Yadecha La'das Kol Raz Sodecha. Asapra Kvodcha V'lo Ra'isicha, I'll speak about you but I'm not going to see you. Adamcha Achancha V'lo Yadasicha. Even though I'm going to be speaking about the Kinriyim and I'm going to pretend that I have an imagination view, I will not know you. V'yad Nevi'echa B'sod Avadecha D'misa Hadar Kvod Adecha. Damu Oscha V'lo Kifi Yeshecha. We're going to imagine you, but we understand that it's not according to your essential state. V'yashucha L'fi Ma'asecha. And we're only going to be able to grasp you according to your Ma'asim. Hamshilucha Barov Chazionos Hincha Echad B'chol Demyonos. Even though we're going to be speaking about a lot of different representations, we understand that at the core of it, there's only one. So again, this is an attempt. This whole sefer is an attempt. All of Soda Satora is an attempt to describe that which is ineffable. So we're going to have to put on our sefer caps, because you're going to have to, when learning the sefer, you're going to have to be able to be sovel the fact that Leshem will make very sharp distinctions, which we'll think, and according to us, will be steros, but we got to deal with it.
It's just so awesome that, like, in Kabbalah, like, we see it in Leshem now, like, they're holding about, like, the exact same point as the Rambam. Like we agree with the Rambam. Like, just like, we'll try our best, like, you know, like, and
exactly.
It's like,
yeah, the Rambam is Kedusha, according to, I mean, aside from back when, like, he came out, the, like, Shemtov, Rabbeinu Shemtov, and all those Rishonim, but that's a different, Fine.
I'm sorry, before you go on. What is, like, that you said that one point, and we got into something else, but just the original point that the Giloy, we're not naming the Giloy. The Giloy only comes from
generally,
that name.
Generally, when we name something, what we're doing is there's a cause, there's something that we saw, and the effect is that we need to attribute a name to it to understand it, to categorize it. That's on the level of Lashon Heskami. That's when we agree that this word will describe what we saw. But the Shemos, we're saying, are the source of all the Giluyim, the Lashon points out. That the Midos of Gevura that we find in physical existence are rooted in the Shemos of Gevura, which is rooted in the Shem of Havaya. But all that Gevura is, all that Maisa of Gevura that you experience in this world comes Heshtashlis from that shame of Gevura. So the shame itself is the Siba, is the cause of the effect, as opposed to the name being an effect of the cause. Yeah?
I mean, I don't really know what it means for real, but yeah, I get
that. Right. Hu shashem atzmo hu hagiloi. V'chol elu hashemos v'hagiloyim hapratiyim. Hem kulam mistafim v'yotzim mishmo v'gilov haklali. Shu hashem havaya baruch hu. Keim rak prate giluy of atzmo. All these different shemos are just pratim of the giluyim. Kenizkar. Like we said, it's only through the Metzias, the Chol HaNe'etzalim of all existence, Asher Me HaTzimtzim Ulamata, Dafka from the Tzimtzim Ulamata. Ki Al Yedei Zeh Netgala Leikrai B'Shem Havaya Baruch Hu, because Al Yedei the Tzimtzim, now we could call a Kadosh Baruch Hu a name. V'chein B'chol HaShemos V'Akinuyim HaMistafim Mimenu V'Him Kol HaToarim Kulo Asher Olav Yisparach Shemo Shu Atzmai Nikra Matur B'Hem Al Pi Giluyev Shaba Atzilas. And so too it follows with all the Shemos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself with, as they're referred to in the world of Atzilus, which we'll see what the Leshem says when he says in the world of Atzilus. Because after the Tzimtzum and all those Olamos of Adam Kadmon, before the Tzimtzum, it's all for the sake of revealing in the place of Atzilus, which is the first Chutz Mimenu, because it's Melashon Etzlo. It's close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Adam Kadmon, the world of Adam Kadmon, is still considered the world of Ein Sof. It's different than Ein Sof, but it's still considered part of the Olamos of Ein Sof. The first Memutza, the first intermediary level that human beings could begin to understand is Atzilus, because Atzilus, we'll see, is very different than Bri Yetzirah and Asiyah, but at the same point, it's also very different than Adam Kadmon and the Tzimtzum and the Chalal, because Atzilus is a world where there's such an incredible contradiction of the absolute holiness, but at the same time, there's an existence of Kalim, which the Zohar points out already, that Ihu v'chiyu chadbohon, that him, his light, and his Kalim are one and the same in them. So that's the first ability for there to be limitation, but at the same point, it's all Kedusha, Sa'ori, and Sof, which we'll see. And there, with regards to what the world of Atzilus is, that's where the Leshem is really going to go to town, in a sense, on Shitas Chabad, and Shitas Chabad will go to town on Shitas Leshem. According to each of them, either you're being over Avodah Zarah, or you're being kofar. So we'll see exactly how we're supposed to approach the world of Atzilus, but Atzilus itself enables us to bring the Orient Sof into Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya, which are already the worlds of separation, where there's a clear distinction between Elokus and Kalim.
Wild. I think the distinction between this and Chabad.
What?
The distinction between this and Chabad. Like,
how it comes about. I happen to not think there's such a distinction. But Salmor just put out a whole sefer called Kamisa de Pimchas about this specific Indian. That there's a letter that Rav Lintap, who was a Chabad Mekubal and also a Mekubal of Talmid HaGra, wrote to Rav Kook about Hakdamus Hisharim, which we'll see in Parak Yemor. He said that he doesn't know if he should make a machar or not to make sure that Hakdamus Hisharim is not printed anymore and that nobody's learning it because of what the Lashem says about Atzilus. B'tzal Na'or wrote an entire sefer on this concept. Rav Kook didn't really answer. I thought, whatever, we'll get to it. I'll bring the sefer in because I think he was wrong. Pashat wrong. But, okay, we'll see.
That's just saying that the names were were originally Megala in Atzilus.
They were in Atzilus, and then from there to Bria, right. Yetzirah, and Asiya. He's building us because there's a big sugi is the difference between Atzilus and Bia. Bia is what we'll refer to as Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya, because even though they're different levels of limitation, they're at the same point still limited. Okay. Okay. Behem api giluyev sheba atzilus v'hinei haya kol osam hagiluyim be'atzilus lefi tzorech hametzias da'olamos bia. Meaning again, the only purpose for atzilus is for it to be revealed in bia, which is where we come in. Kol ma shenitzrech lemetziusam v'anhagasam, and the process of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's revelation. V'zeu she'amram b'ra'im in the Raya Mehemna in Pinchas, which we've spoken about already. Kodem debara alma ikrehu b'chol ilin dargin al shem b'riyan d'havei asidin lehivaros. Before the Bria Sa'olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had all these shemos, in a sense, al shem, that which was going to be created. So this is not talking about Ein Sof, this is talking about in Olam HaAtzilus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was called all these shemos, al menas, that these shemos would represent themselves in Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya.
Again, in Atzilus you don't need names.
In Atzilus you don't even need names, because it's only Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya, be'erech. Keneged Atzilus, meaning relative to Atzilus, Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya, is considered completely separate, and Atzilus is considered Ein Sof, Kaviyachol, because it's that much of a difference, relatively speaking. V'hu kol ha-giluyim sheba Atzilus, sheneskala behem lefi seder shera'a ritzono liyase behem, like we saw before we ended last week, that in Atzilus it's only the seder that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to reveal, es kol ha-metzias tibiyah, all the potential and the existence of Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya. The Amar Sham Haraim in the Rai Mehemna says over there, the Ilav Baryan da Alma, Amma it Kurachim Dayin, Ella Al Shem Baryan da Asidin. Because if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't going to create the worlds of Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya, where there's going to be a concept of human beings and Bechira and bad and good, so what would have been the purpose of being called names? And this is what we discussed in the beginning of Eitz Chaim, that the verse Chakir of why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world was in order for him to be able to be called by his names. The ilule shehem siyas ha'ilam is bia. Because if it weren't for HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't reveal the worlds of bia, hari kol giluyev sheba atzilus lo tzorech, there would have been no purpose for the bria of atzilus, for the revelations in atzilus. Ubeginda, and for this reason, kol shimen inun kinuyin delay al shem uvdin delay shekol hashem os sheba atzilus shehem giluyev him rak b'shvil ha'bia. But the only purpose for the revelation in the shlav of atzilus, which is really an intermediary stage from the worlds of Ein Sof to the worlds of separation, is for the sake of the worlds of separation, which we say every Friday night. We say Seif Ma'aseh B'machshav Atchila. The Seif Ma'aseh, which is the worlds of Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya, which is Asiya, Seif Ma'aseh, is only B'machshav Atchila, is totally in the Machshava, which is Keneged Atzilus. Because if not for Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya, there would be no Tachlis and Atzilus. Again, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is fine, ba'achdu sa yisbarach. He doesn't need more achdus. He needs there to be a revelation that even Bria, Yetzirah, and Asiya can be achdus. So therefore, that's the tachlis. And Leshem points it out in Biurim very beautifully, because the Arizal uses the Leshem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was bara, yatsa, v'ne'etz al kol ha'olamos. And he flips the Leshem. He says Bria, Yetzirah before Atzilus. Not in terms of the world, but Leshem. And Leshem points out that the reason the Arizal uses the word bara and asa and yatzar before Atzilus is because even though Atzilus comes first, The Tachlis is Briya Yitzira Nasiya. The Tachlis is Dira B'Tachtonim. Tachlis is showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu down here in Briya Yitzira Nasiya.
Tell us, that's Klai Yisrael. I mean, I always read that in L'Chadod Yisof Ma'aseh Machshav Tchila, that we're the 71st nation.
Yeah. No, I mean, that Pasuk is everything. That Pasuk could be darshan on everything.
Yeah.
But the Indian is, it's Dira B'Tachtonim, that the most important part, the Machshav Tchila, the catalyst for the first machshava and the process of bringing everything out is what that which will come out in the end. Va'alpi ma'asheroi lahem, amnan kol agiluyim halalu hu rak me'es hatzimtzum ulahala, including atzilus. They're only after the tzimtzum. V'chein rak me'atzimtzum ulamata shu b'chol ha'atzilus kulo. Aval lo kol dema atzilus. There were no shameless before the world of atzilus. Lo lamal me'atzilus, and no shameless in the worlds above atzilus. Nimtza shekol gilui of kulam shem kol hashemus v'kinuyim, all the names themselves and all the kinuyim, kulam heim rak al yidei hametzias da'olam ha'atzilus. It's only through the world of Atzilus, which serves as intermediary bridge between the worlds of Ein Sof and the worlds of separation. Da'al pi ma sheroi mehem la hametzias da'olam espia. And everything in Atzilus is only created for the sake of that which will be in Bia. Amnan kol giluyim halalu, all these revelations, shem kol hashemus v'kinuyim kulam, hinehim masha neskale hu atzman bahem al yedei ha'atzilus, v'nikra hu atzmoy bahem kulam al yedei ha'atzilus. These names are through HaKadosh Baruch Hu's revelation into these names in Atzilus. So the names themselves are not devoid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu chas v'shalom. The names themselves are revealed with the atzmias of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a kavyachol, after all these methods and modes of tzimtzum. And all of them are only after the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided Beritzono. Ratzon is Gematria 346, which is also Gematria Shmo. All the Tzadikim point out, the Ramon Mipano points that out. That's the first place I saw it, or the earliest place I saw it, that the Shem and the Ratzon are similar because they're the they're only Shayach to Giluyim. Limtze b'metzias da'atzilus l'skala l'hamtzia ideyem eskala oylemois bia. Good? Yeah? Good? Okay. Okay. Perek Dalet. So now we're going to see the difference between Atzilus and Briya Yetzira Nasiya and the Hasaga of the Shemos in them. Yehine haya seder giluya v'asher ba'atzilus, the revelations that HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed in the world of Atzilus, mishuar u'mechuvan b'chol inyanehem, b'mido u'b'mishkal l'fi seder totza'o sabia. It was measured according to that which was going to be revealed in the worlds of separation, in Bia. Sh'ratza l'hoitzi al yedehem. Ki hine kol oisan ha'giluyim asher ba'atzilus, hine heim atzmam ha'shoyrashim ha'ikarim da'ha'elam is Bia. The Leshem is building for us, and he's going to stress time and time again that the worlds of Briya Yetzira and Asiya are so deeply connected to the world of Atzilus, which is so deeply connected to the Orient Sof, which is so deeply connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu before any of this happened, any of the tzimtzum. And even though we're going to be talking about Briya Yetzira and Asiya as if they're separate worlds, at the same point, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is fully, fully connected and present in them. It's not that they don't exist. I mean, they don't exist because Briya Yetzira and Asiya only exist based on the fact that there was a Shvira, but they're deeply connected to Atzilus. B'chol inyanehem b'klalus u'b'pratus. V'nodahu ki kol b'chol shoresh hine mesudar b'ol kol kolchosav v'tchunosav rak l'fi inyane toldos ha'anaf v'aprish nimshach v'yotzim menu. So Leshem points out something here. He says, as we know in general, that all things that will eventually come out of something are rooted in the shoresh. They're rooted in the level above it. Just like a child, the potential of a child is rooted in the father. And like we see by Avos and Toldos, even by Halachos, by Melacha Shabbos, that the Toldos are kiyotze behem, according to Manda Amar. That the Toldos have to be like the Avos, because the Avos decide the metzias of the Ben.
Sorry, this is beyond random, but I think it's connected slightly.
Mm-hmm.
I just have a major einfalt. I'm curious if anyone says this. Racious most for Yukrit Varm but Midbar. Racious is racious. It's racious is Chachma and Zohar, right? So is a sphere of Chachma. It's right, racious is like it doesn't just mean first, but it actually means racious is not just racious and Rishon are very different. Racious is like the Makor.
Racious in the Targum sense says Bechachma.
Right, and then Shmos is Shemos. It's Shem that comes after Rishis. Then Vayikra, after you have Shemos, then people, then you're able to call the Shemos. It's like the level of Giloy after Shemos.
And then Devarim is speaking. It's even the next level of Giloy. And then Bamidbar is Mamish being in a Midbar, first one Medaber, but it's also... Bamidbar Devarim. I'm not doing the messing
That's
up.
Cool.
But anyways, interesting.
Yeah.
No?
That is very cool. I mean, the Grun, the beginning of Tzafer Ditznusa, he breaks up the five Chumshei Torah, Kneged, the Kutzer Shal Yod, the Yod, the Hey, the Vav, and the Hey. That would be Adam Kadmon, Atzilus, Bri, Yitzir, Nasiya, or Kesach. Yeah, you could definitely...
The reason I was thinking that is because the Ramban in Hakadama to Shmos says that the difference between Bracious and Shmos is Bracious is the... Because basically myself is some of the Ramban, is being Mashrish, all the Kohos, and then Shmos is how those Kohos actually... play out in the world. So that's basically this image
like
of Rachis and then shame, which is basically what he's talking about also.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay.
I was going to say this before, now that we're off topic a little bit, and you just said that. We always say the neshama, like, chayat al kamima, and we will get into this, but that, it's like the four or five levels, like we have, is that like a little bit for me? Like, it's parallels,
everything parallels the world, so all the pratim are always equalized. We spoke about this in the Hakdamash here, but the Leshem goes very much in depth in Shar Gimel into the five dargos of the Neshama, and how they're interconnected.
I feel like the same way that was a big Kiddush that, like, Ohr Ein Sof is not Atzmius, so I feel like also, like, when we think of Neshama, we think, like, we mamish have Atzmius in us. Like, I always think that you have a piece, a piece of God in you, but that's not possible. That's obviously not true.
Say such a thing.
I know.
We'll get to it. There's dargos in different worlds, so, but the Yechida always remains at Elokus, but it's also only after, the process of Tzimtzum, and the Yechida would be similar to the world of Atzilus, in the sense that it's there's a chibor between Elokus and Kalim, but it's not Atzmius Chas V'Shalom. Okay, Perek Dalet. Yinei ha'yaseder giluyim asher ba'atzilus meshulam mechuvin b'chol inyonu. Oh, we read this. Okay, fine. So, shenim shach v'yotzim v'menu v'hu ma'ashakas b'zoyar kadosh p'kudei d'chol ma'ad d'bar kodesh b'richu ba'al medin bar le'kigav medilayla. Everything created in the worlds of B'riyah and Sira and Asiya mirror that which is above them. Okay, it's a very important yesod. The Leshem writes this. It's not the derech of the Leshem to be medame to find the hanhagos of a kadosh baruch hu. Because we'll take an agav that the Ramchal explains the partsufim and the olamos to be hanhagos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts with them. And that nimshol of the mashal of the Arizal is the ikr in Liman HaKabbalah. That when we're talking about Arach Anpin or we're talking about the olam of Atzilus, it can mean kulo rachamim. And he says that the partsufim themselves and all these olamos is the bechina of biyad neviyim edameh. That it's a dimwa, it's a dimyon. And this is how neviyim were masig and this is how the Arizal was masigid, but the ikr is the hanhaga. The ikr is how we could understand it, and that these things don't necessarily exist. That's what people wanted to claim the Leshem held on the Ramchal. It's obvious from numerous places.
The Leshem held, the Ramchal held?
Yes.
But not the Leshem himself held?
No, the Leshem is
Eish
Lahava. Eish Lahava against that.
The Ramchal.
Ramchal does
when
not.
When you say that the Leshem thought the Ramchal held that, you're saying Lafuke is saying that the Ramchal actually held that?
The Ramchal doesn't hold that, and
so no
it's been shown.
That.
No, I mean, there's an interesting Rav Tzadok. An interesting Rav Tzadok. But the Ramchal hints to it, but the Ramchal also says that everything is still in Metzias Gamor. And Rav Harlap, in Meimarum Chelek Aleph, on actually Shmona Prakim from the Rambam, has a lengthy agavness where he describes where he saves the Ramchal, and he says that the Ramchal is mamish, like, within what the Leshem is saying. But the Leshem felt that the intensive study of the Hanhaga as the study of Kabbalah was a perversion of Chachmas Elokus. It was a perversion of how we should learn the Giluyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that we should really be focusing on the things themselves as they are in Olam HaAtzilus, and by virtue of just learning them as they exist, even though we can't necessarily describe how they exist, that's the Tachlis of Limud HaKabbalah, and not understanding the Hanhaga. So...
Isn't Chassidus even like one step below that shita of understanding the Hanhaga because they want to understand the Hanhaga within man?
I mean, yeah, I don't know. Below the
but
it's generally Olam Shana Nefesh. People break it up that the Ramchal would be describing Olam and how Kadosh Baruch Hu interacts with the world, and the Baal Shem Tov would be describing Nefesh, how Kadosh Baruch Hu interacts with the Nefesh.
But if someone would be opposed to saying that it's describing.
Yeah,
if the Leshem's upset
it's assumed,
with someone,
it's assumed by people who want to claim that Leshem is fully full throttle against Ramchal that he doesn't even discuss Hasidus because he would have been so anti it. But I disagree, and I have 30 Makoros in the other Sermon of Leshem. I mean, it's he was taking issue with people who were focusing too much on Limud HaLeshem. He was writing letters to the Mekubel of Naftali Hertz, who wrote the Siddur Hagra B'Niglu B'Nister. He was a Mekubel in the Alistak, I think, and then he came to Yafo. He was writing letters, and in these letters, these are incredible Mechtavim of the Leshem, which were Rav Brevda, Zatzal, had them. They were given to Rav Moshe Schatz, and they were printed. They're printed in the version of Mishnas Chasidim in the library here, and that was put out by Machon Hagra, so like bankers in Antwerp and New York City, really cool guys, I guess. But the Leshem says, when someone claims to him, he says, "Oh, so you're going to tell me that if you don't believe that we could learn Kabbalah, bring it down here, that you can't see anything significant in this world that's rooted in Kabbalah?" And Leshem says, "Absolutely not." And he quotes the Zohar. He says, "Everything down here is a mirror image and a representation or a shadow of things that exist, but they're rooted in the world of Atzilus. This is not the Iker down here." And he's responding. Someone wrote to him to... They wanted to write about magnetism, the letter says. And the koach of magnetism and the positive and the negative, I don't know anything about magnets, but he wanted to compare that to chasadim and gvuros and the movement to connect and the movement to disconnect. And Leshem said, "No, that's beautiful, and you should continue learning like that, but don't think that that's the ikar. Realize that that's just a representation down here of how we're grasping certain ideas that are in Atzilus." So,
but is it true that in a certain sense, everyone, like to a degree, everyone would agree to the even the way that, not what you're saying there, Machala didn't actually hold, but to a degree, everyone holding that Mashal thing, right? Because we don't think that any of this is in any sense actually accurate as to what's going on up there. It's just
right,
as to what we understand.
The Lashon of the Lashon.
To a degree, it's sort of a semantical debate.
Yeah, I would say such a thing, because the Lashon himself says that everything exists in Atzilus, even though we don't understand how it can or how it does exist. But
it's
you need to know
semantics.
That it exists. It's not just
semantics. If you're describing things in this world based on the what's going on in the higher worlds, then that's not just saying a mashal.
He says, well, if
but
you learn...
No,
like
what
it,
I'm saying, if someone would claim that everything we're talking about in Kabbalah, which is describing some divine reality, is a mashal to the divine reality, then I would think that everyone would agree to that once we're accepting the fact that, you know, the starting point in all these limudim is the Rambam, if we're accepting that. Once you read Perek Aleph of the Leshem, assuming everyone would do, all the thinkers we're discussing agree to Perek Aleph and Leshem, then nothing we're talking about is about God himself, and God himself is complete negative theology, and everything we're and even post that, you know, even in what he created, we don't really understand it.
We don't understand it, but the question is whether it exists or not.
Something it exists, but what we're saying doesn't exist. We're talking in terms that aren't
so the Leshem is going to say, no, the Leshem is going to say the terms are accurate. The terms are accurate. We don't understand what the terms are actually trying to tell us.
Okay, so
there is a concept of Partsuf, and there is a concept of Olamos, but our limited ability to conjure up such ideas without Hagshama, without absolute Hagshama or immediate Hagshama, like Leshem is going to clarify in Perek Daled, that even if we were to say that the letters themselves or the names themselves are real, our only hasaga of letters are al yidei ink and paper.
And that's not
and
really
that's immediate Hagshama.
So what we're saying is, in a sense, a mashal to what really exists. I mean, the way we're going to understand...
The Leshem is not saying that there's like a factory up there.
Right. So what we're talking about is, in a sense, a mashal to what exists.
Right, but the question is, no, he agrees that there's going to be a concept of a nimshal, a way to understand them necessarily, but the question is what the kadush of the mashal is. If what we're learning right now is just stam, like an ability to try and understand Darkei and Avodas Hashem, then what's the tachlis in limud? What's the tachlis in this whole limud then? Chayav be bittul Torah. If all we're learning is mashal ba'alma, and sit and learn mashalim.
What do you mean? Isn't that true?
No. The Leshem saying that we're talking about real concepts that exist in the world of Atzilus.
Things exist, but the way we talk about them and any understanding when it comes to them is not really accurate.
Through Chochmas HaKabbalah, through the Masorah, we have Shemos, we have Torim, we have terms and terminologies that represent the mechanisms that HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts with this world with. Even though we can't necessarily grasp the Metzias of them, the Hasaga of the Mahus of them, there is a Yedias HaMetzias. There is a knowledge that they exist, even though there's no Hasaga HaMahus.
The knowledge that they exist. But
exactly, but they exist. It's
then
hard to
our
accept.
Discussions of anything beyond saying that they exist in some form which we don't is incomprehensible to us is not describing their existence.
You're right, but that's the
so
same.
Then,
it's pilpul. I mean, it's not pilpul. It's us discussing these concepts. But the Leshem at the end
so
of Shar Aleph is going to explain his the tachlis of Liman HaKabbalah is that al yedei the dibor you're ma'orer in a sense these mitziusim in their level of atzilus. You're right, it's a mashal. You're right, there's a concept of the fact that it's a mashal. Obviously, we're not describing a Kaddish Baruch Hu or human. It's a mashal according to the way we think immediately, because our thought can never be displaced
is
from
the point that the other, the theoretical other shita, which we're saying not action other shita, but that other shita would be saying that there is no concept of spheros or lamos or protzukin in any sense, like they wouldn't exist. Meaning, forget our understanding that they wouldn't exist at all.
It's not going to be that black and white, but yeah, that's what the Leshem
thought
that they were doing.
Okay,
and
so
the Leshem says, you're Mahapech Torah Salokim
Chayim. Then it'll be different, right.
I mean, the Rashash himself in the school of Sfarad and the Kabbalah only learn the Mashal. They only learn. That's why they'll only talk in the Lashon of Kabbalah. There's no concept of, I mean, there is, but Amkus. There's Yisodos of how to bring it into Avodas Hashem, but they don't speak of a Mashal. And Rav Yaakov Hillel is very stark about that, that any concept of trying to bring out the Nimshal, or to think that we have the Nimshal itself, is lahepach of what Torah HaKabbalah is. But then you have a Mikhtav from Rav Chaim Volozhiner's nephew,
I'm not
I having
why this machlokas is shaykh to whether or not it should translate into talking about Hanhagas of Hashem.
As to what the Ikar is. No, you could always discuss. And that the Leshem writes that himself. He says, very good, see the Hanhag of HaKadosh Baruch Hu down here, but don't say that that's the Iker. Don't say that the Nimshal is the Iker, Lu'umas the Mashal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And there's a letter from Rav Chaim Volozhiner. It's brought in the beginning of Das Tefunos. Rav Chaim Frilida brings it down in the Mavo there. It says that the Gra said about the Ramchal that he was Masig the Nimshal. And that the Gra also was Masig the Nimshal, and that possibly Rav Chaim Vital was Masig the Nimshal in a chibur that was printed called Arba Meos Psio Sha'avim Medina. So that's a chiddush to say that the Vilna Gaon and the school of the Ramchal seems to be implying that the Ikar is the Nimshal, and that everything that Rav Chaim Vital was saying was a mashal, and he didn't fully grasp the Nimshal. So that's what the Leshem is coming to move away from. And there's a Rav Tzadok, the scary Rav Tzadok in Sefer Zechronos, which is in the back of Sichos Melachei Asharis. Because Rav Tzadok doesn't say this in other places. He says that everything the Arizal saw was B'derech Maisa Merkava, that he was Mamish Mit'ala from this world, and he was Ola, and he saw this B'derech Nevuah, B'derech Demyon. And that unless a person is learning and studying in that sense, and really seeing what he's learning, and really experiencing what he's learning, L'chara, there would be no Kiyam of Talmud Torah in it. I asked a bunch of people about this, and nobody knows, because Rav Tzadok doesn't hold like that in other places. The Chiddush of Rav Tzadok, Rav Shachar, it's a similar thing in Avi Ezri, in Hilchos Talmud Torah. That he's not sure if Maisa Merkava and Nisnyan are in the Torah.
Because they're not.
I don't think that's what Rav Shachar's implying.
Because why?
I don't know why Rav Shachar wrote such a thing, but Rav Tzadok says because the Ikar is the Hasaga of the Mahus. The Ikar is the Hasaga. But the Leshem is saying here, there is no Hasaga Samethus. There's only Yediyah Samethus. We know they exist, but at this point, what we're doing Al Yedei that is we are Poel Mamish. We're Poel Al Yedei Alimud. That's the Chiddush over here. That it's not Stam just learning things that exist, that Al Yedei learning them and speaking in the world of Atzilus, we're Poel things to be Maskala.
But we were saying before, like, people thinking what could be brought down to Vodas Hashem or this or that, but
always bring it down to the
show. No, but there's no discussion.
Well,
like,
Rav Yaakov Hillel would not say that.
Rav Yaakov Hillel would. I mean, he'll quote all of them. He'll say, but don't think that that's the Ikar and Limud HaKabbalah. And that's why he doesn't do it a lot, and his Ikar Svarim are just, they're like the pilpul of the Lashonas themselves. So Rav Yaakov Hillel still quote from the Ramchal, still quote from the Vilna Gaon, and still quote from the Lash, he'll quote from the Lash and Mavada. But and the Ramchal says Beferish in the beginning of Kolam Rishonim and on Klach Pesach Chachma that there's a mitzvah to these things also. Ramchal is not Chas V'Sholem, Chutz Min Amach, not Chas V'Sholem. There's a Rav Abba Shaul, I think, told Rav Yitzchak Ben Zichri, who's a big Mokobol, that when the Rashash writes in Hakdama to Rechava Sanar, that he once had to look at Svarim from other Talmidim, from other Mikubalim, and he wanted to tear Kriya. So it's Mesorah, and it's written by Rav Abba Shaul, that he was talking about the Svarim of the Ramchal. Someone told this to Rav Ichemeyer, and Rav Ichemeyer tore Kriya. Rav Ichemeyer tore Kriya because he said that someone could think that the Rashash tore Kriya because of the Ramchal. Ramchal is Kodesh HaKadashim. And the Leshem writes himself, the Leshem is Eish Lahava, but he also says, don't get me wrong, I've printed every single one of the Ramchal Svarim. They're printed because of me, and they are. Him and Rav Shmuel Luria printed all of them. He said, I love the Ramchal Svarim, and they're beautiful, but he was focusing on people who took Ramchal too seriously and focused way too much on the Nimshal aspect. And focused on said that everything is just Dimyon and the Iker is the Nimshal. And he was focusing. And there's even a Machlokas in four or five places in different Mechabrim as to who, which Talmud of the Shita Saramchal the Leshem was talking about. Some people want to say it was the Telzerav of Yosef Leib Lach, and that's ridiculous because he writes Lehepach also. Some people wanted to say that it was Rav Naftali Hertz, which is where the letters were to. And some people wanted to say it was Rav Yitzchak Isaac Chaver, which is also ridiculous. But, some. There's a, it's a, that's a big, I guess that's kind of like the Iker Marim Komos on that. Everyone good to continue a little bit, or?
Yeah?
Fine. So, the whole ma de bara kud shabrihu ba'al madin barale kagavna de la'ila. The whole inan gavnin de la'ila, and all these colors, in a sense, that are above in the world of Atsilas, itkin loin latat l'mave al mada b'diyukna da alma de la'ila l'istavka l'iskasha alma ba'alma. All the worlds are interconnected in the sense that they're just mirror images of each other, and they're all rooted in Atzilus. V'chema parshas tetzavek kuf pei vav amidays t'leis l'cha mila ba'amud lo yis lei dugma la'ela kagavna de la'ela hacha yis l'tata. There's nothing in these lower worlds that doesn't have a root above. And again, this enables tzaddikim like Rav Ichemeyer Morgenstern and Rav Matel Zilber to darshan everything, because there's nothing down here that's not representative of a higher source. Nothing. Everything down here represents something. Everything.
That's not the Iker.
It's not the Iker. No, that's not the Iker in Limud HaKabbalah. It might be the Iker of Limud HaKabbalah, maybe Avodas Hashem, but like we see, even in Chagiga it says that there's a Yafa Mekayim in Sodos of Maisa Merkava. There is a Yafa Mekayim. What does that mean, Yafa Mekayim? It means either understanding the things properly, B'darach Avodas Hashem, or bringing it into the Nefesh. But that's not the Iker of Maisa Merkava.
Like, when it comes to like Nigla, there's like this idea of just like, I guess, from Rechaim V'Lajin, just like learning L'Shem, the Torah's sake. Is that like...
It could be similar to the Shitas HaLashem in Limud HaKabbalah, but in the sense, not for the Torah's sake, but rather for the... that it's Poa. But Rechaim V'Lajin would say the same exact thing, because he says in Shar Dalet, he hints to this world of the Malbush. He says that the Shorash of the Torah is the Torah de la'ilah. It's the Torah HaKaduma b'shnei alfei tohu. It's the world of the Olam HaMalbush. It's the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu learns Kaviyachol. So Rav Chaim V'Lajner says, and Leshem, he points out that, so even Rav Chaim V'Lajner, if he's saying that we're learning for the sake of the Torah, that's a big inyan, because the Torah is the source of everything.
If people... You could be discussing what this might mean, or what it might mean to bring down to man, or what certain things might represent. But what we were saying before is that, like, there are only four worlds, right? And, you know, like, there's no. I feel like we were talking about like what certain things mean and what could be right. Not Ikra and Tufa, but there are only four worlds. This is like what the Leshem is saying right now. We're going to continue doing that. That is what. Like, there's no discussion.
No,
there's
no
four
discussion.
Worlds. There are ten spheres.
Yeah.
Like that is.
Yeah, no one's discussing the. The pragmatic aspect, I mean the details of it, because what we have is what we've been given, but Ruach Kadshim from Rashbi, from the Mesorah of Soda Satora. But there's no like argument about like no, only for, unless the Maral is different. Maral says there's three worlds in Tefaris Yisrael. He speaks about Olam HaNivdal. What does it say? He says, I mean, there's a whole different sugya. And Rav Shlomo Fisher says dafka not to learn Maral, not to take that Maral seriously, because it's misnaged to the Shita of the Arizal, my Esther Hartman. And he said, yeah, I've spoken to Fisher. He has a weird Shita. That's what he said to me. So Maral is Kodesh also. Rav Huttner said that he was a Makobo Balashan Nigla. So he speaks about three worlds, Efshar, because we don't necessarily interact with Olam Atzilus. That's how I wanted to say it to myself.
Who says he was a Makobo Balashan Nigla?
Rav Huttner said that.
That's quoted in my
notes. Rav Huttner, Makobo Balashan Nigla?
Rav Huttner definitely learned it. Rav Hartman told me that Rav Yonasan David has a chibor of 1,000 pages on Safedetz Nyusa from Rav Huttner. And Rav Elia Weintraub in his recent svarim printed, in the recent svarim that were printed by Rav Elia Weintraub, they're like, there's Masu Matan, like Belashan Kabbalah. It was Pasha that he knew it all, but they hid it. And they also hid that he knew Rav Tzadok, quotes Rav Tzadok once, and everything is based on Rav Tzadok and Rav Huttner. And he only quotes Chassidus once. It's all based on Riffner's funny though.
Why do you hide it like that?
Slovakia, I don't know, like shit. Which day he would like, you know.
And he also made it really pretty.
Yeah, no one writes so, like him. But he writes. My favorite line from Riffner is in the middle.
Not just the Lashon, like the way he like develops it.
No, it's I don't. I have yet to come across someone who thought that like abstractly, but also so poetically at the same time. But he writes, and there's a famous mechtav from Rav Huttner where a bachar came to him at a Simchas Beis HaShoeva, and he knew the bachar. It's not the win the battle, lose the war, but it's a different one like that. The bachar had fallen, and that he saw that the bachar had katnas or with an ayin, and he really knew that the tears that the bachar was crying were going to be mahapech katnas or to or with an aleph, and that richuk is really the tzorach kiruv. At the end, he writes, P.S., like, I wish so much that I could toss out the beautiful klipa for the harsh pri. He's like, don't, like, he's, I apologize that I'm being poetic, it's just like how I write. He said, but I wish, like, I could just tell you what it is without, like, lishonos. But yeah, Rav Huttner did know it, and Rav Huttner's quoted as saying that, again, that there's no machlokas between the gra or the Baal Tanya, but again, him, Rav Dessler, even though they knew it all, Rav Dessler much more so, it's like more clear that he focused much more on the Simud. They're not Nechshav as like Kabbalah, they're more Bali Hashkafa, that they bring it down into the realm of Emuna and Hashkafa and Avodas Hashem and Musar.
Maybe some of the Rosh Hashiva here are closet
Kabbalists.
Maybe. Fine.
But they're Rav also.
Yeah, the Rav more specifically, he focused on very specific sugyos in Kabbalah that he, like Tzimtzum, for example,
right,
that he felt was really fundamental to, like,
right,
phenomenological or
right,
existential,
existential.
In Halacha itself. But the Rav knew it,
but
I'm
he
sure.
Knew, yeah.
Yeah, but I doubt the Rav, when we see people know, like, I doubt the Rav is learning, like, Rashash or
right,
the Arizal
right,
or Leshem.
Right.
Which, it doesn't mean anything. I mean, everything that exists in the worlds of Bia, that which exists within those worlds of Bria, Yetzir, Nasiya, and everything that takes place within them. These are all rooted in the revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu Natzilus. Shabahem hu mehave hakol umanig as hakol tamid. Vehem heim shemosav yishbarach shemo shehem hasharashim harishonim vehakochos hapnimim shakol habriyakula. All the giluyim and Natzilus are for the sake of Bia, or the shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that exist from the Shem Havaya after the Tzimtzum. Vechol tzeetzeheim. And all of their offspring, b'chol mash nase ba b'chol eis, everything that takes place in the world of Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya, which is much more closely rooted to what takes place in our world, which is b'tachtas Asiya, at the bottom of Asiya, hu mimenu, comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that come after the Tzimtzum, v'hu giluyav v'shmosav, and those are how he reveals himself, and those are his names. L'fi maisi ani nikra, like Chazal told us, l'fi maisi ani nikra, I'm called according to my actions. So here. So Amnan hu kihine hagam shamarnu shakol hagilui lahalalu hine himashinat gala atzmusa gufa behem ayde hatzilus. Even though we've said that these shemos and these giluyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu are how Hashem decided to reveal himself, to reveal atzmuso in these shemos, fa amarnu kihine him kol hashemos hakadoshim kulamashin nikra ayde hatzilus hu atzma behem velo zulas chas v'shalom kamo shakosav ani Hashem hu shmi v'chvodi la'achaloyitain. And like Chazal tell us that the Shemos themselves are how we reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which would seem to imply that the Shemos are HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a sense. It's how Hashem has decided to reveal himself. And then when we grasp the Shem, we're grasping HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Va'amarnu gam ken ki ken osam ha-gilim hem ha-kochos ha-ikarim ha-nosam es kol ha-savas kula. And that we said that these Shemos serve as the fundamental stepping stone for all of Bria, b'chol nekra, and everything that takes place, b'chol miloeihem, me'reishas olam ha-bria ad-saif tachtas ha-asiya. Right, even though we implied that they're all rooted in the Shemos, and in the Shemos is HaKadosh Baruch Hu kavyachol, hine im kol ze, ein lanu velo shum bria, shum tfisa vehasaga b'mehus eze giloi mikol osan hagiluyam kulam, ela rak b'tsuras ha'osios v'hanekudos b'tsiruf ha'tagin v'hatamim, asher b'chol ha'shemos ha'kadoshim, kifi ma shenim salanu b'chsav v'bal peh. Okay? We have no grasp. Nobody has a grasp. On the Mahus, all we grasp is the Metzias of them, i.e. the Osios and the Nekudim, which are Gashmi, relative to the Kedusha. Okay? Like we've been saying, Aval Zulas Tzura Sashemos. But aside from the Tzura, the image of the Shemos, Ein Lanu V'lo Shum Nivra Shum Hasaga V'tfisa B'Mahus Eze Giloy Mikol Giluyev Me'uma Klal. And what's the reason? Okay, so hold on before that sentence. So he says over here, what's the reason that we have no hasag of them? You could either explain it in one of two ways. You could say that we have no hasag of a Kaddish Baruch Hu really because the names are just representations and that in the name there's not really a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Or like the Leshem is saying, that the reason we can't really be masig the shame, aside from its mitzias, is because, like we said, Hashem reveals himself in that shame. And if once HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself in that shame, so all the halachos that come with trying to understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu also apply to the shemos, albeit not in the same strength that there's an isser to be choker, an isser to talk about it, but just like we can't be masig the mahus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu even after revelation, so too we can't be masig the mahus of the vehicles, which are the shemos that he uses to reveal himself in. So yes, we can know the Metzias, yes, we can know the Osios, yes, we can know the Nekudos, and we could point to the picture of it and say, that's what it looks like, but at the same time, we need to recognize that we can't have a Hasaga of the Mahus of it. Which is really what Rabbi Nachman says over and over, the Tachlis Hayedia Shalonoda, that at the end of the day, we'll come to a place where there's going to be a lack of knowledge, a lack of connection, a lack of Das, because if everything is rooted in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even the vehicles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals himself in need to be hidden. It's l'dugma, a stupid mashal that just came into my mind, that a president l'dugma, or a melech, right, they're so high we can never see them. Even when they come to reveal themselves to the masses, they drive around in their tinted window cars. Because the tinted windows represent that even though they're coming down to us and we could still see them, at the same point we can't be masing them. Why? Why are the windows tinted? It's not because the car itself is the president, but because the president is in the car. That's why. Does that make sense, that Moshe? Mm-hmm.
Well, is that the same thing as Moshe Rabbeinu singing back of HaKadosh Baruch Hu?
Yeah.
Back of said.
Exactly. That's Achoy, right?
So the same way that we said that we never really get Atzmius, we're only getting the revelation. Now even with a step, kind of a step down, within the name, we only understand the tzura of the name and the tagin and whatever we can see, but the actual name which it's represents shlav, that atzmius,
yeah,
we don't really get.
But what you're pointing out is that you could either become cynical, it's saying like, so what is this? Or you could realize that there's a gradation here. That by atzmius, so there's nothing. We can't even have a yedias ha-metzias, ela b'derach shlila. We can't even say that there's a metzias. We have to say what it's not. Mashen came after the first shlav of giluyim. So yeah, we can say it exists. We know it exists, but at the same point,
and there's a giloy that comes from the shame, but we don't really
know. Until coming down here, we see the representation of it. But there's never a hasaga samahus in anything.
Right.
I mean, without a cloud, there can't be, and that applies to a cup of water as much as it does to a shame, because everything is tola al blima. The lashem is gonna pound into us. Tola al blima means that it's all rooted in Orin Sof. Everything is rooted in Orin Sof. Even though there's different shlavim, it's still at the core of it there's Orin Sof. And a person can never be omid on the metzias of anything. We can't. We can know the structures of things, we can know the equations of things, but we can't necessarily know the hasagas amahus means actual, true, deep understanding of every aspect of the thing. I mean, we can't even explain what Hasaga Samahus is. I mean, the Svarim talk about Hasaga Samahus, but the mahus of something, it's not the ikus, it's not the kamus, it's not the amount, it's not the quality, but it's the essential existence of a thing. And we can't, because it's all tola blima. Blima means without anything. Eser sviros, tola, eser sviros blima. Sofam notes, but Chilasim the Sefer Yetzirah says that the Eser Sviros are Belima, there's no real existence to it. It's Ratz of the Shov Kamara Abesek. That at the same point, when we feel that it's revealing itself, it reverts back to its non existence. And it's going to be the Lahat HaCherev HaMisapechas, and it's Ratz of the Shov, and it's Tamid, Mispashet, and then Mistalik right away. Mati v'lo Mati. So, which is what Chabakuk did when he came in, was Ma'amid Kol HaTorah al Nikud Achas, it's Tzadik B'Menasu Yichya. It's rooted in Emuna. Kabbalah and Sodas HaTorah lead to a Darga of Emuna that's Lamala Min HaSeichel. It's Lamala Min HaSeichel. And by learning it, what you're doing is just by... So I always said to myself, and with this one, because I don't want to get into the two reasons the Lashem is going to give, because that's going to be a much longer sugya, but the Chiddush in coming back to Pashtos, the Chiddush in coming to the Darga of Lo Yada and the recognition that we can't know, as opposed to just accepting that at the beginning of the journey and not even embarking on trying to understand the Kaddish Baruch Hu or anything, and understanding everything and knowing all the Pratim and then coming to a place of Lo Yada, is the same difference of a Kaddish Baruch Hu Kavyachol revealing his Ein Sof through the Pirud, as opposed to just being okay with Ein Sof being Ein Sof before the revelation of the world. Because once, if we accept Pashtus, then fine, that's not such a big deal. But if you accept Pashtus after all the complications and after all the hasagos and all the yedios that we have and all the muskalos that we think we have, if at the end we come to lo noda, so then that's a tosefes kisha. That's like that's the giloy at the end, that even yada is talo in lo yada.
That's perfect.
Yeah.
What was the thing you said from Rabbi Nachman? The whole point is to come to...
Tachlis, it's not Rabbi Nachman. Rabbi Nachman quotes it, but it's from the Sefer from Arishon. I don't know who. It's called Bechinas Olam. It's Osir Gimel. Where it says, Tachlis Hadeya Shalom Eda. It's in Sichos Aran. It's in the Kutim Aran.
What is it, Tachlis?
Tachlis Hayedia Shalom Eda. The apex of knowledge is the recognition that we don't know.
That's really like you can only know that you don't know.
Shalom Neda.
You can only know that you don't know when you think you know.
Aristotle said, if I appear wise, it's only because I'm aware of my own ignorance.